Did you know that one in three women who pass by you on the street has experienced something terrible? I'm talking about those who have definitely been subjected to violence, whether physically, psychologically, or sexually, at least once. Yes, it's deeply heartbreaking. And did you know that approximately 55% of women who are murdered are killed by either their closest partner or family member? Unfortunately, the injustices women face are not limited to these. Let's talk about the financial injustice faced by women who work hard to earn a living. Women make up 39% of the global workforce and contribute 43% to food production. Yet they earn an average of 23% less than men. Can someone explain to me what problems so-called defenders of civilization have with women? And by the way, this is not new. I'm talking about a class that has been subjected to various kinds of suffering and oppression throughout history. Get ready. I'm about to tell you what happened during World War II. Please gather your strength to handle this. During World War II, Japanese soldiers forcibly made Korean and other Asian women into sexual workers.
What?
Referring to them as comfort women. I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about more terrible things. Now, let's talk about some good things. I'm going to explain to you the incredible system that stands against everything women have gone through, the one that knows them best and can make them the happiest. Yes, there is no place for despair, because there is a way that can change everything. If you're ready, let's start.
There is an extremely oppressive system in Islam. Women are not valued. They have no freedom, can't even work. Women are beaten. They are treated as second-class people.
Sound familiar? So, what comes to your mind when I say
women in Islam?
Second class? Slave? Treated like a child or half a person? Or is it a profile of a woman who can live her freedom, who can of course pursue knowledge and even engage in art and sports? If you're asking, wait, are we talking about women in Islam? Then unfortunately, you haven't met the true Islam. Could it be that we are only looking at things from the perspective the media shows us? Or does Islam really place men above women? Yes, I agree. This is something we absolutely need to question. So let's throw away all the prejudices today and find out what women in Islam really are and are not. Are women second-class people in Islam? First, let's take a look at what the situation was like in the Arabian Peninsula during the pre-Islamic Jahiliyyah period and what changed after Islam. At that time, many women who were captured during wars and raids either couldn't endure the harsh conditions of slavery and ended up committing suicide, or they had to bear this life. If a woman gave birth to a girl, her husband could abandon her, and he could even bury the child alive. A true horror. Islam, however, condemns this treatment and those who do it. It strictly forbids killing a baby girl who has just been born. Not only is killing forbidden, but if you are a girl born into a Muslim family, your family should first and foremost give you a beautiful name and raise you without ever treating you differently from a boy. Not only is there no distinction between boys and girls, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, also gives good news to those who have daughters. A person who nurtures three daughters, trains them well, marries them, and treats them well will enter paradise. Now, I'll tell you about the gentle way our Prophet, peace be upon him, showed that will warm your heart. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would be happy when he saw Fatima. He would greet her standing up, kiss her on the head by holding her hand, compliment her, and make her sit in his own place. When her father came to her house, Fatima would welcome him in the same way. He also joked and had fun with Umayman, a beloved woman that he freed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was so concerned about women and children that during times of war, he didn't only ensure the safety of Muslim women and children, but also forbade the killing of women and children on the enemy side. In today's world, you may have witnessed some misconceptions imposed on women regarding their faith, but did you know that the Prophet, peace be upon him, never forced non-Muslim women to convert and allowed even the weakest captive women full freedom of belief? Islam values women in every aspect of life. So, how do you think it approaches financial matters? And now, I'm going to talk about something you may have never seen before. How Islam provides protective measures for women economically. Yes, you heard that right. Did you know that a Muslim woman can request as much mahar as she wants from her prospective husband when she wants to get married? Mahar, what's that? I can almost hear you asking. Mahar is a specific amount of money or property given by the man to the woman before marriage. This is a right that Allah himself has commanded to be given to the woman, and she can spend it entirely as she wishes. She can use her wealth for charitable purposes or in business ventures. She can establish companies, invest in stocks, and thus earn money and spend it as she prefers. Before Islam, women and girls did not receive any shares from inheritance in pre-Islamic Arab society. However, Islam came and changed that. According to Islam, women are now entitled to a share of their family's inheritance. We continue to list the protective measures Islam provides for women's rights. In Islam, the husband is also responsible for ensuring his wife's social security. Precious things entrusted to someone must be well cared for. And according to Islam, women are entrusted to men. The husband must also provide for all of the necessary needs of his home and wife, including her clothes and accessories. If a man fails to meet his wife's essential needs after marriage, the woman has the right to request a divorce. The husband must never speak ill of or insult his wife. Islam reminds men that their wives are their companions in the journey of life. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, warned men by saying, "The best man is the one that treats women in the best way." And you might be surprised, but according to Islam, it is also the husband's duty to joke, have fun, and entertain his wife at home. If the man has a level of jealousy that turns into a problem, he does not have the right to pressure or disturb his wife because of it. Okay, but women seem to be at a disadvantage in some areas compared to men. Aren't men and women equal in Islam? In Islam, both women and men have equal value. Neither man nor woman is superior to the other. You'll notice that I mentioned the equality of the value they are given. However, I did not say that women and men are the same or equal in all aspects. Let's first question if equality should exist in every situation. Have you said, "Yes, of course"? If so, I'm going to tell you a story now, and then let's reconsider whether equality should always be the case. Once, three friends named Harry, Mary, and Jerry came to the field to watch a baseball game. However, because of the high fences around the field, not all the kids could see the game because they were of different heights. Harry, with his tall height, could easily see over the fence, while Mary could only watch the game by standing on one box. But Jerry, being shorter, couldn't see the game even when standing on one box. The attendant gave each of them one box equally, but this solution wasn't enough for Jerry. The attendant noticed the situation and redistributed the boxes. He didn't give Harry any box because he could already see. He gave Mary one box and she could watch the game comfortably. Jerry was given two boxes, so now Jerry could also watch the game comfortably. What do we learn from this story, friends? Equality, meaning giving everyone the same thing and expecting the same results, doesn't always bring success and happiness. What about fairness? Fairness means giving everyone what they deserve. And as we saw in this story, Harry, Mary, and Jerry's adventure had a happy ending only because of fairness. Would you have guessed that if you became completely equal to men, you would be 1.4 times more likely to develop schizophrenia, 2 times more likely to commit suicide, and 3 times more likely to have an antisocial personality disorder? So, how is a woman not equal to a man according to Islam? They showed emotionally charged videos to 302 women and 206 men. They observed the reactions in the anterior insula and cortex, the parts of the brain responsible for empathy and emotional awareness in both genders. They found that women's insulas showed 1.5 times more activation than men's. So, friends, neuroscience says, even though women are generally physically weaker than men, they are stronger in emotional attachment and intuition. One of the strongest emotions in a woman is undoubtedly her compassion. You know, when our mother hugged us and held us close to her chest when we were little, we felt that strong compassion. When a mother breastfeeds her baby, her oxytocin levels increase so much that she develops a maternal protective mechanism. Her stress levels decrease significantly, and she becomes an extraordinary hero of compassion. So, in a world where women are more emotional, empathetic, and compassionate, while men are physically stronger and tougher, would it be fair to consider them equal and expect the same things from both? Of course, it wouldn't be fair to expect the same performance from both in every area. For instance, forcing a gentle deer's soul into a lion's body and making it act like a lion would harm that kind soul. Each roar would cause it to lose some of its gentleness, and with each aggressive move, it would damage a part of its own beauty. Similarly, pushing women to act like men in the name of gender equality would primarily harm women themselves. Therefore, what will truly bring happiness to women is a system that is designed according to their gentle and sensitive nature. Islam aims to achieve exactly this, and our Prophet, peace be upon him, especially warned men to be just towards women, emphasizing it by saying, "O people, I advise you to show respect to the rights of women and fear Allah about them." We can even understand the Prophet's sensitivity towards protecting women's rights from his emphasis by saying, "A father who raises 3 or 2 daughters will be together with me in paradise, even one child." So, contrary to what is commonly believed, there is not a situation where women are kept in the background. For Allah, who created all of humanity at the highest level without distinguishing between male and female, women are just as valuable as men. Allah created both women and men as detectives and inspectors in this universe. He gave the most precious book, the Quran, to women and put them to the same test as men. Both women and men have valuable abilities like soul, intellect, and free will, which give them the potential to surpass even the angels. So when someone says, "Islam doesn't value women," we understand that they don't know the basics of Islam. Who can say that those whom Allah considers worthy of addressing and places above all other beings are not valued? But there is a perception on social media that Islam doesn't value women. We made this video to break that perception and share the truth. Dear sisters, you are heroes of compassion. You are mothers with paradise beneath your feet. You are the precious trust of Allah, who is infinitely merciful and compassionate. Feel your worth and stay with love. Assalamu alaikum.
Think about the darkest moment in your life. Now imagine a light appearing, guiding you out of that darkness.
That light could be a video made possible by your support. As the Eternal Passenger Woman volunteer team, with your help, we have already inspired many people to embrace Islam, wear hijab, and start praying. Now we want to create an Islamic youth center for women to change even more lives, inshallah. You can support this effort by clicking the Super Thanks button or donating to our Patreon, because we believe that changing one woman's life can shape the future of an entire generation.